Nebraska Extension Almanac.
On a previous program, Extension educator Ben Beckman talked about how storage conditions play a huge part on the quality and shelf life of hay. He says exposure to weather, heat, and water can quickly spoil hay's nutritional quality. On today's program, he begins by talking about how certain factors affect the aging and protein content of stored hay.
So if you weigh a bale at the same moisture, you know, that's always the critical point here and difficult to do. But if you weighed a bale at the same moisture content that you had initially when you harvested it, and then if you left it outside for a season or a year and had it at the exact same moisture content and weighed it again, it's going to weigh less because that decomposition process released some of that energy as gas. And so it's, or leached it out through moisture or things like that. And so we actually have less bale. We have lower energy content that is pretty typical across the board. Now, when we look at things like crude protein content, things get a little bit more interesting, we should say. Crude protein doesn't behave in exactly the same way. Usually the biggest loss that we see in that is through leaching or through physical loss. So like if we've got an alfalfa bale, you know, leaf shatter, the leaves hold a lot of the protein content in alfalfa. And so if we're moving those bales around, you know, we get that dust of the leaves that have been pretty much pulverized, and that leads to a loss of protein content. So we can lose some in that way. But however, crude protein, as we measure it, is a percent of the total amount of that bale. And we just said that as a bale decomposes or weathers, it actually shrinks and we get, you know, less dry matter. And so we can actually run into circumstances where we have less protein loss than we lose dry matter from the bale. And we can actually sometimes increase crude protein content just because the total percentage of protein in that, and it's kind of counterintuitive, but the total percentage of protein hasn't really dropped that much compared to how much we've lost in dry matter and energy and things like that. So crude protein can be a little bit different and interesting. The one really big caveat to that is sometimes we can have heating. So when that bale gets warm, either through microbial activity or fungi or things like that, as it's decomposing, those proteins can be denatured. And so we can run into a point where we basically get a browning reaction and the protein no longer is going to be able to be useful to the animal, but it's still there. It's just in a different shape and form. And so our typical protein test will pick it up and still count it as protein. But we have to do a heat damage protein test basically to show, yeah, they're here, but they're not usable for the animal to actually have during digestion and be useful to the animal.
Ben says farmers should be aware of any problems like mold before feeding to cattle.
You know, when we think about how we use these bales, again, testing them is always going to be the best way to kind of determine quality. If we've got something that's really well weathered, we do have a potential for having things like mold. You know, there's bacteria, a lot of fungi that are going to be in the outer layer of those bales just from the decomposition part. And so need to keep an eye out. You know, a lot of times we don't have things like mycotoxins or stuff show up, but if we do get some weird colors, always something to run a test for or have something that you're a little bit questionable about. But a lot of times animals aren't going to really enjoy that hay. They might have some refusal from it, especially if we give them a chance to sort, if we're feeding it by rolling that bale out or putting it into a feeder or something like that. And so there's some trade-offs. Yeah, they're not going to consume as much, but they're going to get the more high quality parts of it and actually utilize the better part of the bale. So just how we feed that can be an important thing.
To read the detailed article about this topic, go to Extension's Beef website at beef.unl.edu or download the entire interview on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.